Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Haddad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales, and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I'm Natalie Torres-Haddad, and I'm here with the awesome Vera Egli. Hola.
Hi.
So today, I'm excited to have this special guest. I've known her now for a few years, and just going over her bio, which I'll read in a second, is such a delight because you meet other women that are just doing incredible stuff. And I think right now where people are trying to gather together what they need to do for a goal and their year, that you want to call it the year end goal or the beginning of another goal for the beginning of the new year. I think this is a really important time to talk about. When first she just got her book published on November 2nd. So woohoo for Natalie Trejos Herrera.
Yes. And congratulations.
Congratulations. The power of your dream. And we'll get to the book as well, but I have to read just a little bit of her bio because she's done so many things. Like I said, the powerhouse that she is. So Natalia Trejos Herrera is a film, television producer, actress, and entrepreneur. Has developed a skill set visualizing dreams and have helped so many people in producing TV shows, commercials, movies, concerts, and especially creating those in their own brand. Her mission is to deliver a message of hope, perseverance through her work. She's also the co-founder of the female empowerment brand podcast and TV show Pink Cafe, which I've been on, and it's just such a great, great podcast of hearing so many different journeys and backgrounds through, you know, entrepreneurship and what Latina experience is. She has also co-starred in the hit Golden Globe winning series of Jane the Virgin, which is so cool. And her recent role in the movie Alien Convergence. So this is something that's so great to see. And there's just so more. So I highly recommend people to check out her book. We'll get to. But first off, Natalia, congratulations. And for people that are trying to publish their book, what's the feeling that you're feeling right now that it's happening?
Thank you so much for having me. First of all, this is beautiful. I kind of forgot all those elements in my bio. I'm like, oh my God, I've done all of that. That's why I'm so
She's
tired.
Like, I'm awesome. I love yeah. it.
I'm like, I'm tired. That's a real thing. Oh my God, I feel like, is this real? Like, it's been 2 years in the making, 2 years writing, 2 years editing, designing with the designer and everything. It's just been so much back and forth to finally be able to give birth is like, I am lightheaded a little bit and also excited. And you know, I think in between expecting to see what the people is gonna say or what, you know, hopefully it does help a lot of people. I already got a few reviews, so I'm like, okay, it looks like it's gonna do good. But most importantly, I'm just proud that I was able to do it, you know, because that's what the book is about. It's like you have to visualize and you have to plan and then you have to take action. And then I guess just that, I'm like, I'm glad I took action. I'm glad I didn't give up in the middle. And now I'm here. So I'm just really super happy that it's out in the world. Yeah.
I love that. It's like you're saying, it takes a process, right? And I read the book all in one sitting and loved it. And so it was just definitely, you know, some of the tips and things that sometimes we forget to put into action. But I wanted for, especially a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs or content creators or just trying to get a foot on what they want to do. You really talk about a specific section of your career in life. It's about TV production. And you talked about the five stages within that. Can you describe some of that to our listeners? Because maybe that's something they want to do, but they have no idea where to start.
Yes, of course. Basically, I am a TV producer. So in production, for anything, any production, you have to first visualize. Then you have, that's kind of like the creative process and development. And then you go to pre-production once you have all the research and everything. And that's when you get the elements and what are you going to need? What is it that you need to learn, you know, to be able to do like a TV show, for example. And then after is production. And then in production is when you actually go and do it. To be able to get to production days, is basically you have to already have done a lot lot of the research, script, the talent, the, I don't know, the people on camera, the wardrobe. There's so many elements that, you know, that take place to get to the production day that is like, that day, no matter what, it's like an airplane ticket. Once you buy the airplane ticket, you have to jump on the plane, even if it's 3 months from now. So that's the same. I even do that also, that comparison in the book too, with traveling. And the next part is post-production, which is the after. You did it, you took action, you were able to film it. And then after post-production, you tweak it, you edit, you kind of like, you know, find out the, all the stuff, and then you publish it, and then you send it to the world. So I just like to compare, and I found for myself, I'm like, this is the way I carry my life, my entire, you know, my entire life. And then I'm like, what if that same process people can just apply in their dreams, you know? So that applies to any dream, from opening a store, doing a jewelry line, or, you know, buying a house. You have to really visualize what you want, make a list, make a plan, and then kind of like start creating the ideas and find out and find resources, and then take action. If you don't take action, it's like your plan is so nice, so beautiful, but it stays in your computer. Thank you. So I think that's what I like to share with the people, like, the power of your dream is a step-by-step guide to how to follow your dreams and how to make them come true. But you have to make them, mm-hmm. you know, like in Spanish, they say un artesano, como una, mm-hmm. the person who crafts with the needle and the thing and the actually, or sculpture, you know, like you have to make it, you know? And that's how I compare, you know, TV production and all those steps with any dream. So I think that if they visualize, plan, and take action, they can make it happen.
That's amazing you say that, because it's so true. It doesn't matter if you figure out your talent and your purpose and you do nothing with it. You know, it's a beautiful thing to know why you exist. But if you don't actually do anything, you'll always feel a little bit unfulfilled, I think. So, I love how you compare it to, as you said, artisan work, because it really is that. It's just having... I recently actually used this quote in a little booklet that I'm writing, where it's not the last stroke that does it. It's every single stroke that led to that final one that makes the sculpture, right? Or makes the work that you're doing. So that's fantastic.
Exactly. Just recently, I learned something that changed my life again and again. And it's like, oh my God, that's so true. Because they're like, okay, but I want to live my dreams. You know, I want to live the life of my dreams. I'm like, what does that mean? And then somebody told me, it's not about getting somewhere. It's about enjoying every day and your journey and what you do. And if every day you do a little bit towards your dreams, and so you're living the life of your dreams. So I'm like, oh, so I'm living the life of my dreams. It's not like I need an Oscar. I'm an actress too. So I'm like, I would love an Oscar, but I don't know if I don't have control of that.
Yeah.
I only have control of what I can do every day. And every day I decide to live my dreams. This right now with you guys was a dream, you know, that I'm like, one day I would like to be in Natalie's.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here we are, you know.
Yay, so, that's fantastic.
I love that. And you're right. You're putting it out into the universe. And I love how you're saying that, because sometimes we take that for granted. We're like, well, we've thought about doing this. And when it comes to reality, that's how it was with the Savvy Trailer. We're like, should we do this? This is crazy. Or, you know, and seeing how things come to fruition. One of the questions I wanted
to stream, where you use a live stream service and also like internet and ethernet, this whole world. I've done production. So it was two things in that. So I'm like, how can I do that? So that's one thing that I also talk about in the book. It's like, you just have to get curious and hungry and just go for it and learn and understand and ask a lot of questions. You know, I was criticized a lot growing up because I asked a lot of questions. So my parents actually thought I was going to be a journalist. And my sister is the one who actually ended up being the journalist. But it was just something that I always got. But I think curiosity and creativity are just two sister words that have to go, you know, with you in whatever. You don't have to be an artist or something in the entertainment industry to use your creativity. You can use it any time. But I think preparation is key. And one thing for me is that every time I kind of like grow on something and prepare myself for something, and a door opens. So that's when they say preparation meets opportunity, and then the elevator opens and then you enter the elevator. And that's, I told that to Ana Flores. I told her, it took me 8 years to get here into this live stream. So I really wanted to prepare myself, do a lot of self-development and a lot of, you know, have my also my credits, like credibility that I need to, you know, to just continue on building on my resume. But my resume is one thing, the experience, you know, mm-hmm. that you get is another thing. So.
Wow. I feel like everything about you is, which I love, because I mean, I love dreamers, but I'm really practical person, and I'm like, have a dream, but then do something, you know? And the fact that you're actually giving, a guide, a step-by-step of like, this is how you start carving out your beautiful masterpiece. I really love that. And I also think that you touched upon something really important where, even if you don't know how to do something, if you're curious and creative about it, you'll figure it out. I think so many people get analysis paralysis and they start thinking and they're like, I can't. And then you end up doing nothing. So it's really a beautiful thing to say, just approach it. I mean, podcasts were never a thing growing up. Radio was. And now look, we do podcasts, right? You just kind of have to learn how to do it and see what happens. I think it's courage to just also boldly go in there.
Yeah, there is a lot of things that apply to that. And for one of the things that I talk in the book is conviction. If you have conviction, I even say like a bad joke, and I wrote parentheses, I know this is a bad joke, but it's true. Do your dream and have so much conviction. Like if somebody's following you and you're running and you have to get there and you have to get there and you have to get somewhere. Like you are so committed and you have so much conviction that this is going to be great. This is going to be good. No matter what people say, you get a lot of like, you know, voices and a lot of critics and family talking, and they don't believe, and they see now a new you, you know, all these things. And then you're like, you know what? Thank you for what you said. Thank you so much. This and that. But I have this conviction that it's going to be good. And no matter the results, if it blows up and you sell millions of copies or millions of shirts in your store, whatever it is, or if it failed, it's okay. As long as you thought it was great, you just keep going. And if you failed, you get up again and you continue doing it. You learn, you know? So that's why I just don't give up. And I'm like, why are you doing a book? Why are you putting yourself into that? I'm like, I don't know why, but I just want to. And for me, I do want to deliver a message, and it's so much purpose behind it. And that's one of the fuels that we have to have, purpose, to be able to really continue, because motivation is not a guaranteed thing. Consistency is. So that's one thing that I really, really love. And I just, trust me, I'm human and I get also my down days. So
I love how you said that consistency, and that definitely does detail all your work. And I love that about you. And whenever you're producing something, I'm like, oh, I know the quality of work. It's going to be amazing. And I think it's, you just said, it's the consistency that you bring. And kind of reverting, just like you said, you have your off days. Can you talk about maybe an experience that, you know, you think of, like, sometimes you just want to quit, especially in writing a book or just anything, and kind of what is it that helped you just snap out of that?
Yeah, one thing that we found out with my sister was understanding your why, and it sounds like a cliche. Same thing, like, you can make your dreams come true. You know, that's another cliche, but I think finding out our why, and for what, you know, I think is the most important thing that I found for myself in this book and for whatever I do. Everything that I do matches. If you see Pink Cafe, my show, and the book, or even my blog, my wellness blog, everything matches as far as like a positive message. And my why is really bringing good communication to the masses and telling them that you can persevere and you can take action, and you really can have hope, but the most important thing is that you persevere. So knowing your purpose, knowing your why you're doing this. Am I doing this for the money? Am I doing this for the fame? Or am I doing this for, because people need it? Because it's not really, at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about the people. It's about something that you have a gift in you that, you know, the people need. Maybe one word that you say can save somebody, can change somebody's life. I have so many testimonies that innocently, I didn't know I was helping so much a couple of people. I just said to them, get focused, maybe open a PowerPoint, put your ideas, and you know, you get organized so your scatter mind doesn't go all over. You just write them down. I just told them that. I don't know, 5 days later, they come back with a PowerPoint. I'm like, I didn't know you were gonna do the PowerPoint. And later, I don't know, a friend that I told her, do your demo, your headshots. Now she's in Telemundo, and the other one is in Univision, and the other one is has 2 million followers on social media. Like, I just told them a few things, but it was mainly about, you know, the commitment of finding their why, you know, because you never know who you can help. And at the end of the day, one thing that I also say in the book is that if I tell a word to my community and that one person changes and that one person goes to their community and they say something and one person changes, from community to community to community will change the world. Can you imagine that?
Exactly.
In a positive way. So I'm just like, white people can make your dreams come true. They need to know these formulas. Because if I can do it and if I believe in it, I don't know, maybe it's just, I don't know, the way they were raised or the opportunities that maybe some people didn't have, they're limited. But even in the limited opportunities, sometimes in our countries, for example, you can find it. You can be the leader around your church and around your community. That's, you know, you don't have to come to another country or become the president or a singer. You know, you can still be, you know, someone of hope, somebody. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. That's really beautiful. And we're here at Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes are all about the why. So we totally get it. One last question before we wrap up is, I mean, the obvious question, because we're Latina and we want to know, like, what's it like for you, you know, being Latina in entertainment, in Hollywood? Because you hear all these mixed stories about how difficult it is. But at the same time, I find that if I have love for myself and I search for the opportunities, the doors also burst open. So what's it like from your perspective?
I believe that being a Latina, especially in the entertainment industry or in any industry, is really hard. But believing in yourself, believing in who you are, bringing values, you know, same thing, to deliver a good message. But for me, what has helped me a lot is just to build my own opportunities. You know, I think that I say really bad jokes all the time, but anyway, I tell people, like, if people don't give you an opportunity because that's an excuse, then you go to Home Depot, you buy a door, and then you open it yourself. And then it's a bad joke, but
a great joke. I love it.
But I'm like, what I mean is, you want your opportunities, well, write your show, write your thing, do your thing, and go sell it, knock on the door. Like, don't take no for an answer, and also build it yourself, find out, figure it out. But for me, taking a space, especially in Hollywood, one of my goals is to, you know, get to Hollywood with production wise or acting. And it's just the Latina representation has such a beautiful voice internationally, globally, that for me, that's incredible to be able to be a role model and say, you know what, I am a third world country girl. If I can do it, why can't the other people do it? And I have African American friends, white friends, Asian friends, and they, you know, share their thoughts with me. It's like, I want to do what you're doing. Can you help me out? And for me, that means a lot, that I'm not only helping Latina and Latina and Latinas, but also these other people are noticing us, because mm-hmm. I am just a representation of us as a community. But they're seeing us because they see how committed we are and hard worker. So
that's right. I love that. Yeah. Thank you. And can you share with us where people can find you, maybe the name of your podcast, your social media handles, they can purchase your book, of course.
Yes. Well, the book is available worldwide in Target, it's in Amazon and Barnes & Noble. They can go there. And my podcast and TV show, you can find it on Spotify and also latv.com. That's the TV network. And my social media is at Natalia Trejos Herrera. And yeah, and also my website, nataliatrejosherrera.com. So you can find me all over.
That's fantastic. We will make sure to put that in the show notes. I want to say again, thank you, Natalie and I. We're super excited to have you on, and we're happy to be part of your dream. So that's amazing. Thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you so much too. Thank you, ladies.
See you in the next one. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.